church, where with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning by the means of radio. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege. We pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you and your family. And I tell you what, if you've never heard us before, we'd like for you to spread the word about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. We'd like to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Mount Orb, get off Interstate 32 there. If you're coming from Batavia, if you're coming from Peebles, if you're coming from Ripley, you just get off at the Mount Orb Fayetteville exit. Turn left there on 68, go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn left and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn right and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. We get into the Word of God every Sunday morning and grow in the knowledge of the truth. And we want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors to make this broadcast possible. For without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning by the means of radio. We want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brummett and from Buford, Ohio. We appreciate Brother Harold, Sister Louise, for all that they do right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church and what they do to make this broadcast possible. We appreciate them. We also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, faithful contributor, faithful listener. Every Sunday morning, we pray that this is a blessing to you, Vance and Anita. We want to send it out also to Sister Linda Hughes from West Union, Ohio, faithful contributor, faithful listener. We appreciate her. Amen. We also want to give out our website address. That's right. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, amen, you just go to the website. It's www.5milehc.org. That's one word. www.5milehc.org. 5milehc.org. You can go to that, click on the home page there, and we got various links there. We can hear the broadcast every day of the week. That's right. We updated each month of the monthly broadcasters. And if you missed a Sunday, you can go back there and pick it up. Also, all the guest preachers that preach for us here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church, they are linked there at the website. You can go there and listen to them also. We appreciate what God's doing here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. And we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We'd like to know if we're helping you and if we've been a blessing to you. Would you take the time and sit down and drop us a line? Let us know how we're sounding out there on the air. If you got a prayer request that you want us to pray over, we'd be glad to get that and pray over it. And we send all correspondence. Send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. And we'll get that, read over and pray over the prayer request and give you a holler out on the radio. All right, we're going to get right into the Word of God. But like I said earlier, we're going to be announcing from broadcast to broadcast from time to time about our auction that's coming up. And we want you to mark your calendars. That is April the 28th. April the 28th on a Saturday. Starts at 12 o'clock. We're going to have a big auction out here and baked goods and various things and furniture and appliances and pictures and just... it's hard telling what all is going to be out here, but it's a big day of auction here, April the 28th at 12 o'clock, right out here on the grounds at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. Amen. And we're looking forward to that. And all the money and the proceeds raised that day is to go to the building fund. We're trying to get new carpet and things put in the church. So be praying about that and come out and support us and patronize the 5 Mile Holiness Church. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God in the book of Genesis, chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, it takes the Lord to preach, if God be my helper, I try to be a help to you today. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 6, amen, in verse 5, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. And he repented the Lord, and it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, a perfect and in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Amen. A few more scriptures before we get into our message this morning. The Bible said in the 7th chapter of the book of Genesis, and God spoke to Noah in verse 4 and said, In 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. In verse 7, the Bible said, and Noah went in and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him to the ark because the waters of the flood. In verse 10, the Bible said, and it came to pass after 7 days that the water of the flood were upon the earth, and Noah was 600 years old. If the Lord would help me, just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach today, it's going to rain. Amen. Simply, it's going to rain. If we could go back, amen, and talk to Noah. If we had the opportunity to interview Noah, and we could ask Noah, Noah, what was it like in your day? No doubt people made fun. No doubt people mocked. No doubt they passed by you a many of a day for 40 years. Amen. You worked on this ark. And I can imagine as the news was shed abroad in that generation, as Noah proclaimed that God said it was going to rain, how that people mocked and made fun and said, why Noah? Why, Noah, it's never rain. What is rain? Amen. For you see, the Bible said in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5, the Bible said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. There was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed through his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. For you see, my friend, amen, it did not rain during that time. During that dispensation of Noah's day, it did not rain. God took the mist from the earth, amen, and watered the ground. Amen. But when Noah proclaimed that day, that it's going to rain. Get ready, it's going to rain. There's coming an end to the world. This world is going to be destroyed. Amen. People just went on their way. They went ahead and mocked and made fun. But the man of God believed God. And he believed His Word. And he stood the test of time. And he prepared his family. And he prepared his children. Amen. We've got to do the work of God. Amen. The times are coming. Amen. When God said, as He spoke to Noah that day, amen, at the end of the time before the ark was prepared, amen, He told him at that day, in 7 days it's going to rain. Amen, in 7 days it's going to rain, Noah. Get ready. Get your people ready to get inside the ark, for it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen, could you imagine, amen, praise be to God, amen, the fear that fell upon them in that day. The Bible said Noah entered into the ark at the word of the Lord. And the Bible said that the hand of God shut the door of the ark. Amen. Hand of God shut it. Noah couldn't shut it. It took the hand of God to shut it. And God shut the door. Praise be to God. And the Bible said, it began to rain. And as it began to rain, the people began to run. Amen. They never seen anything like this before. They began to run and beat upon the door. And they said, Noah, Noah, open the door unto us. We believe now, Noah, open the door. Amen. But the Bible says, once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, no man can open. Brother, when God raises His hand against you today, amen, it doesn't matter how much you plead and how much you beg and how much you tarry, brother, the door is shut. And if God would help me today, I want to preach on it's going to rain. I said it's going to rain, brother. I know, brother, we have come complacent in this hour. Amen. We've got used to the dark, we've got used to the gray, we've got used to the black. Amen. We no longer call sin sin. Amen. But brother, you're listening to an old time preacher today that's going to tell you that sin shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. The Bible said if you die in your sin where I am, you cannot come. Brother, listen at me today. The Bible says, amen, that a judgment must first begin at the house of God. Amen. Praise be to God. And the Bible says, amen, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner man appear? Brother, listen at me today. It's going to take everything you can muster and do to get to go to God's good heaven. Amen. Brother, we're living in a wicked hour, just like it was in the days of Noah. Listen at the Bible now. He said that Noah, he had a conversation with Noah. And the Bible said Noah walked with God. Amen. Could you imagine that? I can't even fathom that in my mind.
Amen. But he walked with God nevertheless, the Bible said. Amen. And the Bible said that God spoke to Noah and said, amen, that men's heart is on evil continually. Amen. He said their imagination and their thoughts are on evil continually. And God said he repented that he even made man. It grieved God that he made man because of evil and because of sin. Amen. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. And God made a covenant with Noah. Amen. That he would start the world all over again through his seed. Amen. My brother, listen at me today. Amen. You all see that rainbow in the springtime after a good shower. Amen. In the noonday. Amen. You look up into the sky and there's a rainbow. Brother, that's the hand of God that reminded Noah. He told Noah that day when the water receded and Noah got off the ark. God spoke to Noah and said, Noah, amen, I'll not destroy the world with water in anymore. I'll put a rainbow in the sky to remind the people. I'll not destroy the world with water again. But he said, I'll destroy it again with fire. Brother, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. You better get ready. It's going to rain. Amen, brother. I'm here to tell you today, judgments are coming. Amen. The Bible teaches us in His Word. Amen. The Bible said, the Lord appointed a set time. Amen. Saying tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. Brother, listen to me today when the Word of God says, amen, in His Word, amen, thus saith the Lord, you can bank on it, brother. You can write it down when the Word of God says, amen, and it came to pass. Brother, that tells me this one thing. Amen. God says it. That settles it. And I believe it, brother. Let me tell you today, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 11, behold, I set before you this day blessing and curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you to go after other gods which you have not known. Brother, that's in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Listen, we know that was the dispensation of the time of Moses. Amen. During the Exodus, brother, even after God's hand had moved and delivered them, brother, out of the hand of the enemy, out of the land of bondage, we find the generation still wanting to go back, still wanting to live in captivity. But he said, I set before you this day blessing or cursing. If you choose life, if you choose my commandments and live after my word, you'll receive the blessings. But brother, if you turn your back on God, he said, a curse you shall receive. Now brother, listen at me today. You say, now brother Bobby, that was a different time, that was a different error. I understand that today, but I'm using it today to help you to understand he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. His word don't ever change. A man changes, society changes, generations change, but God is forever and forever, brother. But today I felt like talking to you. It's going to rain. Amen, brother. The Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this the judgment. Brother, it's one appointment you'll not miss. It's one appointment that you'll not get by with. You're going to die. Amen. But he's given us that appointed time. He's given us that space of grace to get ready to go. Amen. Somebody said, what is my purpose in life? Amen. It is to get ready to go to your eternal home. You're born into this world to get ready and to worship and serve God in the beauty of holiness. And on that great getting up morning when you make that change, amen, from mortality to the immortality, amen, put off the old man and put on the new body, amen, that glorious body. Brother, I'm preaching to you today. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Are you ready? Let's blessing, brother. You might say, I've got plenty of time. Amen. Noah built the ark for 40 years. 40 years! Could you imagine the people that heard the story? And they mocked and made fun and they said, well, I never heard of anything like it, brother. But oh, that day came. Are you hearing me today? That day came. Amen, brother. The Bible said when the Lord says it, He said it and it came to pass, brother. Amen. You better believe it today. Amen. Thus saith the word of the Lord. Amen, brother. We're going to be judged by it. We're going to stand before Him by the words that He's laid before us. And He said if we'll follow His word and keep His word, amen, we can receive the blessing after a while. Help me, Holy Ghost, to preach today. It's going to rain. Are you ready? Amen. Somebody said, preacher, I've been watching the signs of the times. I'll wait till the 11th hour and I'll get in. But brother, listen to me today. Amen. There's been a lot of people I've talked to over the years. They think they got this thing figured out. They think, amen, they've read enough of the Word of God. They've got it down to a science. But brother, I'm here to tell you, amen, the last time I've read God's Word, I find where He said, knoweth no man, no, not even the angels in heaven, the coming of the Lord. For He did say in His Word, for in such an hour that you think not, where the Son of Man cometh. And that's why He said today, watch ye therefore and pray always. Brother, listen to me today. Amen, brother. God can come for you. Amen. For morning, are you ready? Are you ready to go? You say, preacher, I've heard that. I've heard it over the years. Brother, they said the same thing in the days of Noah. They had that same mindset. Amen. They heard it. They was gospel-hearted, brother. Amen. They let the opportunity pass them by. Woo! I'm preaching to you today. It's going to rain. It's going to rain, the Bible says, in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. And it came to pass, amen, that shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord God, and to observe and do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord God will set thee on a high. He'll set you high above the nation and above the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Now listen at the Bible. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, verse 3, the Bible said, blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shalt thou fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, blessed are the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thy basket in thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemy shall rise against thee. He smite thee before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, but flee before thee seven ways. Amen, brother. I like that scripture. Amen. The devil's going to try you. Yes, sir. Brother Bobby, have you had any trouble? Yes, sir. Have you had any loss and suffered trouble and disappointment and had sickness? Yes, I have. But the Bible gives me that blessing and that comfort to know. Amen. Though the enemy comes, amen, to attack and to destroy and to kill and to steal. Amen. The Word of God said when the enemy comes like a flood, I'll raise up a standard against him. Brother, listen. I've got the greater one on my side today. And that's why I'm a warning you out there in radio land. Amen. If I could borrow the message of Noah in this hour, it's going to rain. It's going to rain, brother. Are you ready? Are you in the ark of the safety of God's hand? Amen, brother. Would you get the blood of Jesus Christ in your life? Ask God to forgive you of your wretched soul. Let Him adopt you into the family of God. So when this world's turned upside down, brother, you can rest in the everlasting arms of God. Woo! Woo! Brother, I'm a preaching to you today. Up your heavens, Holy Ghost, on this radio today, to tell men and women out there, get you ready. Amen. It's going to rain. Amen. The Lord's are coming. Ready or not, the Lord's are coming back. Well, hallelujah. Amen. I begin to read this scripture concerning blessings. And it reminds me of a David when he wrote the scriptures there in the book of Psalms. When David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless His holy name. Amen. Forget not of all His benefits. There's benefits in serving God. Amen. Brother, He's been there for me. I'm here to tell you, this world's going to turn upside down. The Bible said in the book of James, he said, what manner of person you ought to be, knowing this, knowing what, that the earth shall burn with fervent heat, and the elements thereof. Brother, this thing's going to end up. You say, brother, that's foolish talking. Amen. This world will be here forever. You go ahead and keep thinking that. You go ahead and let the devil keep lying to you. Brother, the word of God says, and it shall come to pass. I'm here to tell you today, amen, the world's going to perish, and the peoples are going to perish, but He said, my word shall never pass away. Brother, it's forever settled in glory. I'm here to tell you tonight, you ought not outrun God. There ain't a hill high enough, there ain't a cave deep enough that the Holy Ghost power can't reach you. That's why I'm preaching like I am today. I felt God to talk to you out there in radio land. It's going to rain. Get ready. Amen. Brother, when He calls your name, amen, pray that you're on the roll call. Amen. So He can say, enter in to the joys of the Lord. Woo! Well, I'm a feeling the preacher today to preach to you out there. It's going to rain. Are you ready? It's going to rain. I want to be ready to go. I want you to know that when God says it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Amen. I find in the Word of God, amen, when He said in His Word in 1 Kings, amen, Elijah put the Lord to the test. Amen. When they tried to tempt Him, amen, with their idols and their false worship, Elijah said, let the God be God that answers by fire. And he prayed and sought God. And the Bible said, this time tomorrow, about this time, amen, you'll see, brother. Verse 4, by himself he went a day's journey in the wilderness and came and sat down, brother, amen, under a juniper tree and requested himself that he might die. He said, Lord, it's enough. Oh, Lord, I don't know if I can go against them anymore. Jezebel's after me, Lord. Amen. But thanks be to God, brother, when the devil tells you today that you don't know if you can go on any further, you don't know if you can make it any longer, I'm here to tell you there'll be strength like none other. A God will come by and bless your weary soul. I'm here to tell you, brother, the Bible says here, and it came to pass, amen, after God told, amen, Ahab to go and look, amen, into the sky. It was a drought. It was dry. And the man of God said, take another look. He said, on the seventh time, he said, behold, I see the rising of the sea like a cloud, a form of a man's hand. He said, get thee down, Ahab. It's going to rain. I'm here to tell you, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Amen. I know the world don't understand that kind of preaching. The average man don't understand what this old time preacher's preaching. But if I could preach the simplicity of God's word, help you to understand in this hour, time's running out. Amen. You're not going to live forever. The only thing's going to matter, have you got things fixed with God? Have you got your heart fixed with God? Have you said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner? Amen. The Bible said, whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I tell you, I felt the Lord preaching today, and I pray you was moved by the message. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, same time, 11 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer. Amen.